it's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be our first time. I'm really excited about it. And if you're interested, we'll get the information out really soon about how you can sign your kids up for it. It's going to be for kids 8 to 12, and it's going to be an all-day camp from 9 to 6. So if you're interested, just stay tuned, and we'll get that info out to you as soon as possible. Let's see. And once again, always a plea out for fosters. As I said, kitten season's coming up, and some of those kittens are going to be too young to be adopted, so they're going to need time to go to somebody's home to grow up a little bit so they can get big enough to be adopted. We have puppies that fall under that same category. Sometimes we have older dogs and cats that just may feel under the weather, kind of like I am right now, so that's why I'm dragging a little bit.
You're all right, man. You're all right. If anybody wants to foster Branton,
yeah,
maybe with a cup of coffee or
anything. I'll take anything right now. But yeah, we have some older animals that may feel under the weather and need some time to recuperate and get better. So if you've got the home, the time, and the heart, go to our website and it'll tell you all about what you can do to help these animals. We really appreciate it, and so do the animals. Our website is aggielandhumane.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or come on out to 5359 Leonard Road.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I also want to remind everyone that we are in the pledge drive. Call me up, 779-KEOS. That's 779-5367. Get that pledge in. Get your contribution in. You know, for a $25 pledge, I've actually got quite a selection of CDs here that I can give you. Randy Rogers, Pearl Jam, stuff like that. I think there might be some Peter Tosh still back there. Anyway, $25 donation will get you that. Just about any donation will get you a bumper sticker if you want to come by here. 202 East Carson Street. We're here. You can also go online to keos.org and make that donation there. And I'm going to get back to live recordings and things that we've produced at the station. But first of all, I wanted to say, if all this maybe stuff you haven't heard as much of is cool, because that's what we can bring to you here on the station, because we're not trying to make the ratings or whatever, hit the numbers, you know, try to play the big hits, you know, that they're trying to force down your throat. But we do play some stuff that has been around the block, if you will. Elvis Presley, maybe? Anyone? Here we go. Call me up, 779-KEOS. 779-5367.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, make it on out to a club called Jack's. If you got a little time to kill, just follow that crowd of people. You'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
All right, when I say Old Sam, you can stomp your foot twice and go Big Sam if you so be. Old Sam. Big Sam. All right, here goes audio comic book. Timber Ridge, Virginia is a mighty fine place. From that soil sprung a leader of the human race. He had eyes full of thunderstorms and hair like gold. He was 7 feet tall when he was 6 years old. Old Sam.
Big Sam.
Old Sam.
Big
Sam. Down in Alabama in 1812, he and Andy Jackson raised all kind of hell. He got shot by an arrow, but he had no fear. Hero was the job he chose for his career. Old Sam.
Big Sam.
Old Sam.
Big Sam.
The Sam got tired of being the governor of Tennessee, so the Raven flew south to live with the Cherokee. He slapped a nasty congressman right in the face. Said, y'all go to hell, I'm gonna find a better place for Old Sam.
Big Sam.
For Old Sam.
Big Sam.
This is halftime, you're doing great. So he rambled on down to western Arkansas. He kicked around Oklahoma, where he took up with a squaw. Well, in those days, Texas was damn near Mexico. And old Sam decided next, that's where he's gonna go. Old Sam. That old Santa Ana was a dictator and a thief. Getting him thrown out of Texas was a mighty big relief. After swatting Santa Ana like he would a pesky fly, he drank a river full of whiskey, ate a piece of pie. Old Sam.
Big Sam.
Yeah. Old Sam. Sam told folks not to start a civil war. They told Sam just to go find the door. He sired 8 kids on the Gulf Coast plain. They don't bear his scars, they all bear the name Sam.
Big Sam.
Old Sam. Well, when they erected that statue in Huntsville, and that is the right word, erected, they had a cocktail party underneath that statue they'd erected. And the view from underneath that great man was awkward at that cocktail party underneath that statue they erected. Some people started talking and saying that maybe there was a part of that statue that was too big to be right there by the side of the road. This is true. We're not talking about his cane. Some people said that they thought the size of Sam Houston's package was too big. It was not true to life. But he had 8 children. He was a hero. But nonetheless, in the middle of the night, they got a crew out there, a midnight crew, on a cherry picker with a hero-sized sander, and knocked that great man back. Well, Well, Sam Houston stood tall. He was true and tough. And that statue's pretty big. It ain't big enough for old Sam. For old Sam. One more time for old Sam.
Owen Temple, right there, doing one that he recorded out there at the Volunteer Jam, 2012 edition, out at Hullabaloo. We sure do appreciate him coming down, and we are playing mostly stuff that has been recorded for KEOS, either in the studio or out and about. And we are in our pledge drive, which is why I'm doing that. I'm trying to give you all a little taste of what you might be missing without KEOS around here. So that's one of them. You can call me up at 779-KEOS and make your contribution. We only ask for it three times a year, but it keeps us on air all year long. And we can't do it without them. We just can't. There are fees and costs to broadcasting. But I want to point out the fact that, well, we're here for you, and we're here for the community, not even a selfish you, mister. But we're here for the community, and by that I mean is that we're open and we're public. And if you have something you want to say, and if you want to get on the air, and you want to do your thing, and you want to represent the underrepresented in this community, which, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's plenty of that. You can come up here, and we will put you on, and we will amplify your voice, and we will spread your message, and that's what we want to do, and you're not going to get that with anything else. I don't want to lose it, and I have pledged my contribution, not only in time, but also financially, and I would ask, if you are a fan of the station, or if you're not a fan of the station and you just like the idea of the people, make that pledge. 779-KEOS is the number to call. We don't even have to sort it out right now. You can just tell me you're going to do it, and we'll remind you about it. You can come down to 202 East Carson. You can also go online to keos.org and make that donation there. Well, speaking of for the people, Kinky Friedman came down here and did a wonderful show for us down there at the Village. And holler at Christy, by the way, if she's out there. Christy does a lot for us, and I sure do appreciate her. Anyway, Kinky Friedman came down here, sang a few songs, told a little stories, made a lot of dirty jokes. I then proceeded to edit them and whatnot. And I'm trying to decide which one of these I'm going to play. I play They Ain't Making Jews Like Jesus quite a lot, so I'm not going to play that one. Natural Casualty in Life, maybe? Yeah, I just said it. I should probably do it. But this one's really good, too. For the people, Kinky Friedman, we want to do that for you. Call me up, 779-KEOS. Make that pledge. Go online, keos.org. Pledge there. Holler at me.
Hi, this is Kinky Friedman. You're listening to Community Radio, KEOS, College
Here
Station.
Here he goes.
Brian, the last nail that hasn't been hammered down.
Take it away, Kinkster.
Time to resign from the human race. Wipe those tears from your lovely face, baby. Wave to the man in the old red caboose before all hell breaks loose. Before you go, I wish you'd come. Before you leave, wish you'd love me some. I'll give you all of the dreams you can use before all hell breaks loose. Now I know what the gypsy meant when she told me you'll never be president. She said, adopt a Korean, kill your moose before all hell breaks loose. You poked fun at my cowboy shoes. You said they look just like big canoes. Well, it's time for the chosen ones to choose before all hell breaks loose. Turn out the lights, honey, turn on the news. God save the queen and the kangaroos. And what kind of rubbers did Joseph use before all hell broke loose? Time to resign from the human race. Wipe those tears from your lovely face, baby. Wave to the man in the old red caboose before all hell breaks loose. Before all hell breaks loose. Folks, my favorite Irish toast. May the best
you're
of the
at path. The Rhythm Room in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was in the summertime, it must have been 02. I got there way too early and sat around for hours. Loaded in when the man came down and the smush ball game was through. Out there on the city sidewalk.
How you like that?
In the restaurant beer, so he bought us 14 boxes. Chicken strips and ranch style dip and wings from Buffalo. It's hotter than a furnace fan out in Arizona. 110 ain't nothing when you live out there, you see. The stars come out, the screen will shout, hey, it's good to know you. If you're going there and you don't mind, say hello to me. Small, but the crowd turned out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They listened to the stuff we played and sometimes sang along. We finished up, but they wanted more, so we kept right on playing. Played and stayed in the desert shade till we played up every song.
It's hotter than a furnace fan out in Arizona. 110 ain't nothing when you live out there, you see. The stars come out, the scream and shout, hey, it's good to know. If you're going there and you don't mind, say hello for me. If you're going there and you don't mind, say hello for me.
Bill Black's combo right there with Smokey Part 2. Before that was Robert Earl Keen doing Furnace Fan. Whoa, hey. The lion might sleep tonight. See, I'm doing some training here, and it's helpful when you're doing that thing. You turn it down before it goes to the next one. My bad on that. Anyway, Kinky Friedman started that set off with Before All Hell Breaks Loose, but it done broke loose because Big Wood is in contact, and I got to give him a big shout out. But we're still here. 779-KEOS, that's 779-5367. Having the pledge drive. I'll keep this one short. Make a pledge. Call us up. Go online, KEOS.org. Keep us on the air. That's the only way it's going to happen. And again, I'm playing the stuff that we've recorded. I played him last hour, and I'm going to go ahead and play him again from the last time he came in. Our good buddy Chris, Mr. Catalina. This is one he recorded with his band, or at least part of his band, the Native Americans, in the studio last spring. So, and again, we'll try to get him back in here before the year's out, before he moves off. But here's Chris Catalina on KEOS.
The song that we wrote today, that Kim Jong-il, we heard the news that Kim Jong-il died. It's called You Are Not Brave.
You're not brave. No, you're not brave. 'Cause you just jump. Thank you.
This one gets a really requested pretty much all the time we play. It's dedicated to our Aunt Linda.
Freddie, Jeremy, and John, otherwise known as the darlings of Bryan College Station, otherwise known as Smile Transylvania. There we go. That was a song called Thea, recorded live right where I'm standing here on KEOS. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros before that with Fayawada. And Chris Catalina, also live from right where I'm staying, doing You Are Not Brave. So holler at those guys. And if you like hearing your local musicians come on the radio, then about the only place you're going to get it is KEOS. So call me up at 779-KEOS. That's 779-5367 and make that pledge. I'd like to give a shout out to the people that have pledged. Matthias, Cecilia, Brian, Ann. What's up, Ann? Rebecca, Jay, Danny, Sue Will, Sam, Tomes, I know you're out there, Larry, The Blue Monkey. I know the Greek's in there somewhere. Anyway, appreciate y'all for everything. You can also go online to keos.org, and you can do two things there. Well, you can do more, but the two immediate things you can do are stream the station live to your computer, tell your friends in Egypt, and your friends in Ekaterinburg, Russia, that they can stream us online at keos.org. You can also tell them to make that donation to keep that streaming going and to keep this radio station going. One of the finest shows I happened to record for the station was Slade Cleaves came into town and played at the what used to be the third floor. I can't remember what they call it now. Call me up, correct me. Anyway, him and Michael O'Connor came down and just straight killed it for like 2 hours. It was awesome. And they played every song I could have wanted Slade to play. This one's really cool. It's called Below. Here on KUS. Slade Cleaves. Recognize. Michael O'Connor. Recognize that. Dude knows what's up.
There's an older road just off Route 9. Fades into the lake at the low water line. Sometimes I wander down that road alone, remembering the town that I once called home. I grew up in the valley, every neighbor a friend, until the modern world came a creeping in. One day came the lawyers with cash in hand. They swore that our village would light up the land. The dusky waters move cold and slow, and the ghosts of a village still wander below. Homesteads of families and friends forevermore, haunting the valley below this sparkling shore. Surrounding the valley was a painted red line, drawn by company men like a mark of a crime. A silent reminder that all inside it must go, or be lost to the rising of a dead river's flood. Some folks took the money, started grinding gears, while the rest of us held out for 20 odd years. We watched our tale like a photograph fade, as the company came to take it all away. They tore down the church and the schoolhouse burned. They dug up the graves, the wheels of progress turned. They got Dutchie's store and Haven's pool hall. When the dozers rolled, it shattered us all. The dusky waters move cold and slow, and the ghosts of a village still wander below. Homesteads of families and friends forevermore, haunting the valley below this sparkling shore. savage stayed as long as she could. Her house on the hill towered over the flood. It rose up alone in the dark of night, its face on the water in the cold moonlight. I shake off the memories of my lips of prayer. Thanks for the grace and the beauty down there. And while the porch lights glow all over the stage, there's nothing but darkness under the lake. The dusky waters move cold and slow, and the ghosts of a village still wander below. Homesteads of families and friends forevermore, haunting the valley below this sparkling shore. They haunt the valley below this sparkling shore.
We're in the midst of our pledge drive right here at KUS 89.1 FM, giving you the very best in the BCS. And if you'd like to be a part of this wonderful family, all that we suggest that you do is go to our website, keos.org. Hit on the Donate Now link, follow the prompts, and you too can be part of the greatest station in the nation.
This one goes out to Daisy. She get the paper every morning, except for when it poured. She never played fetch, she never thought it was fun. She buried bones all over, doubt she ever found one. Just a dog named Daisy. Fish down on a riverbank and never used bait. She never had much luck and she drove them all away. Hell, she didn't mind, oh, she'd fish all day. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. A little bit shy. A little bit lazy. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. She's my best friend. The shade tree in the back. Talked to her from time to time. She never hollers back. Yeah, she's just a dog. No one knows it more than me. But she thought it was a hero that I always wanna be. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. A little bit shy and a little bit lazy. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. She's my best friend. Just a dog named Daisy. Just a dog named Daisy. A little bit shy and a little bit. A little bit neurotic and I don't mean me. Just a dog named Daisy.
More from Volunteer Jam 2012 there. That was Mark Younger's. That one's going out to Jason because I know he likes that track. And he's a big listener, hitting up that internet. I know he does that, so that one's for him. And thank you for all you do, and thank everyone who's donated and keeps us going, contributed, pledged, whatnot. Join the family. 779-KEOS. That's 779-5367. Make that pledge, and I'll shut up about it in a week. I promise. But I got to remind y'all right now. You can also go online to keos.org and donate there. Well, the next one I'm going to play, I also played earlier in the show, very early, but we're going to kind of book into the show with her a little bit. because she's going to be here tomorrow. Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers should be playing in the studio tomorrow at 11. You know, I'll be here 7 to 9 tomorrow doing Kindly Keep It Country. But stick around after that because Zoe, who I've played quite a bit on the show and am a real big fan of, she's from Ballard, Washington. I actually was introduced to her while I was up there in Washington as well. And man, she just stuck with me. It's good stuff. And so she's going to be here tomorrow. That's kind of cool. And where else are you going to get that? Nowhere but KUS. 779 KUS. Hit me up. Here's If I Can't Trust You with a Quarter, How Can I Trust You with My Heart? This is a great song.
I first met you at the bar. We'd been smoking our cigarettes with a heater on and listening to Elvis in my car. The place was pretty empty. I worked on my second rum and Pepsi, just longing for the sound of a sad country song. But when you moved in a little closer, I had no intention of saying no, sir. Then you asked me for a quarter. That's where it all went wrong. You know I'm a jukebox honey, money. Said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark. And if I can't trust you with a quarter, old pile of laundry to do. Well, I've been saving my quarters for a wash and dry. But like a fool, I gave them all to you. Well, they say a decent man's heart to find when tasting music is as good as. Ignore what I already knew. When you said that you never heard of John Brown, well, I knew right away you weren't worth my time. And I'm sorry to say, honey, before it begun, we're already through. You know I'm a jukebox, honey. Much money. Said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark. And if I can't trust you with a quarter, you call me. said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark.
I got tears in my gumbo every night. Every day I see a fading neon light. She left me on the bandstand just to play in that 1-4-5. I got tears in my gumbo every night. We headlined at the state fair down in Beaumont. We played Big Mamu on Lafayette TV. She said, don't take this hard, but you ain't D.L. Menard, 'cause I'm going back to New Orleans to move in with my tea. I got tears in my gumbo every night, every day till they turn off the light. She left me on the bandstand, tu le sois, man, that ain't right. I got tears in my gumbo every night. I got a job at a Lake Charles refinery, working every day without my chute fee. I got drunk in Port Arthur and I was standing in the rain, and I cried all the way across that fertile plain. I got tears in my gumbo every night. Tous les jours, that ain't right. She left me on the bandstand just playing that 1-4-5. I got tears in my gumbo every night. I drove from Church Point down to Eunice. There was a honky-tonk by everybody's door. I dropped by the other day to the place she used to stay. Said I'm sorry she doesn't live here anymore. So I drove from Ville Platte back to Houston. Maybe they could use a Cajun sing star. Well, maybe I could make it back to Texas, where I could cry my salty tears at every bar. I got tears in my gumbo every night. Every day I see a fading neon light. She left me on the band stage playing 1-4-5. I got tears. Gumbo every night.
Adam Carroll.
Thank y'all very much.
Gotta have it. Every week we play him, and what better note to end this very special KUS-centric show today. That was Adam Carroll from Volunteer Jam 2012. If you can't tell, I just produced most of those, got them out there. I still need to do a couple more, but I know that Gary Floater stuff. Not only do I have to edit the swear words, but I got to edit Big Wood out of them because I know he's in the background hooting and hollering along with me. So we'll get those out here sometime and play some Gary Floater tunes. Anyway, thank y'all so very much for sticking around and hearing me out and listening to my stuff. And to the people that have donated, thank you very much. It's much appreciated. To everybody that's called up here this morning, man, you know I appreciate it. And I'm loving the fact that we can get love from as far into the depths of oblivion as Fort Worth and Dallas, Texas are. I'm glad we can get our signal out there via the website, keos.org, where you can stream us, where you can donate. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out.
The programming you enjoy on KEOS is brought to you in part